Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This piece was first broadcast 9 years ago. I still like it, and I hope you do too. Can you have more than 100% of anything? I remember that one of the very first absolutes I learned in grammar school was that something is full, something is complete, something is as big as it can be when it's at 100%. To say that you can add to 100% is like saying infinity plus one. Sounds nice, but it's wrong. I've always disliked the sports cliche about a player giving 110%. Where did she get the other 10%, and why is that fair? Sounds like juicing to me. There are a few constants, truths, if you will, learned early in life that are really hard to give up. I remember hating the notion that my dad was not always right. My older cousin taught me that, and we almost came to blows when he proved that my dad didn't know everything. Learning that belief in Santa Claus was optional really shook me. My older brother filled me in on that one. You know what? Sometimes I think older kids should not be allowed to talk to younger kids, ever. Well, I'm here to tell you that earlier this week, my world was rocked again when I walked out the front door on my way to the fields and was met by a wall of saturated air that pressed itself over my mouth and nose like so much soggy duct tape. There was zero breeze, so the leaden air just sat on the earth and on me. There was no way out of it. I was trapped in a world that had just violated another truth. The relative humidity had reached 107%. Two steps from the door and I'm sweating. Halfway to the fields and I can't breathe. Fetching a harvest crate from the shed and my body has transferred 10% of its weight to my shirt. The water is pouring off. It is precisely 6:47 in the a.m. Life in Planet Terrarium has just begun, and 100% of something is no longer an absolute. I ask you, folks, did this happen last year? Did it get like this at any time last summer? Oh, I remember rain, lots of it. I remember heat. But it couldn't have been 107% humidity, or I would have remembered it. I would have remembered it because I would have moved myself, Mary, and the farm to someplace less humid, someplace like the Amazon or Borneo. How much worse can it get? If 100% is no longer a given, what's next? Will next summer get to 1,000, 1,000,000% humidity? And where does it come from? That's the real question, isn't it? Find the source and go fix it. Then it dawned on me. Blame Iowa. Iowa is the most irrigated state in the Union, its unending acres of corn and beans being saturated daily by trillions of gallons of groundwater. It's created the equivalent of another great lake, an inland sea. That state is so wet that Highway 35 should be called Canal 35. That state is so wet that the state bird should be Jonathan Livingston Seagull. The water lily should be the state flower. Waterford Crystal should relocate there, and Willie the Dolphin should run for governor. That's how wet Iowa is. Do any of you remember blotters? We used them when fountain pens were the order of the day. Blotters and blotter paper were made of a mysterious liquid-absorbing material that could dry up excess ink in a blink. When the ballpoint pen and then the disposable ballpoint pen took over, there was no longer a need for blotter paper. There must be warehouses of the stuff somewhere, full of it. I say we invoke eminent domain and seize the stuff loaded on every semi, flatbed, rail car, and pickup we can get our hands on and pay Iowa a midnight visit. Then we dump the collected blotters all over the state, wait a couple of days, and wake up to a new dawn that is bright, cool, and dry. Done and done. Iowa dries out, and so do we. Until then, I guess we hang in there. Wilted as we are, pining for the perfect days of October. Perfect, that is, unless an early killing frost gives me something else to gripe about.